Podcast, what is good, Scorpion Daily? It is just absolutely crazy to look back on all the things that I've done, not just in the past 12 months, but I think just overall, you know, I've had a lot of missteps, a lot of mistakes, you know, some big failures in my way, and I love it. I feel like I've earned my stripes in a way, at least some of them. And, yeah, it's just been really breathtaking, to look back and reminisce, and so I'm just optimistic for the future. I am very, very focused. I remember, gosh, I used to not get anything done, and now it's just kind of like, sorry, I'm tired. Now it's just like, I'm on target, I'm focused, I got my eye on the prize, and it's interesting, I think I'm running into new challenges, like, I'm collecting data, I am researching, you know, acquiring new knowledge, not even knowing exactly what the strategy is, but, you know, I'm taking aim, and so I need to fire soon. I am definitely on the right track. I need to stop overthinking things and just do, execute. And I think that I should take my own advice in that, where I just execute and just take action. And I need to stop worrying about, you know, what if I mess up? Like, I know that the fear of making a mistake leads to insecurity, so yeah, it's just interesting. I want to do right, not just for myself, but for others as well, and yeah, if there's ways that I could do that, like, I definitely am going to. It's just, it really is, everything's coming together. Just so grateful. So grateful. Yeah, gratitude. Gratitude is everything. Oh, man. What can I say? Super grateful. Optimistic for the future. What more can you ask for? I'm a little bit anxious, nervous, a little bit scared. Scared of how good things can get. You know, I'm pretty happy with the way things are, but oh man, if things just start getting better, I'm just gonna lose my mind. I don't know. I don't know why that happens to me. But I've always had that fear of things going too well, you know. I'm afraid that it'll balance out, you know, like a lot of good things happen, but then something really bad happens to balance it out, and I just don't want the bad to happen, so I think that's where the root of my fear comes from. But if there's a time and a place to worry, it's definitely not in the position I'm in. I have nothing but upside. Even if everything fails, I mean, I still have upside going for myself, so I'm just ready for the unexpected to happen. I'm also at a point, I think, where it's a good point where I'm challenging myself so much that, like, when I try to, like, come up with solutions to the new challenges that I face, I'm left with, like, no answers. Like, I don't know. Like, it's not that simple. You know, if I just stayed in my comfort zone, then yeah, things would be simple and easy. Oh, you know, not a big deal. Super easy to figure out. But, like, even now, like, just understanding that I'm pushing myself out of my comfort zone, I don't have all the answers, and things are not very easy, and I'm left with just complete and utter, like, I don't know how to explain it, not a lack of understanding, but maybe it is. Maybe I do have a lack of understanding of how it should all work. So it's interesting. It's very, very interesting. Oh, man. I just want to win. But I also want others to win, too. There is abundance, and we can all win together. Even if we're all doing the same thing. I really do believe that. There is so much abundance. And, yeah, I'm just gonna put in the work. I'm gonna put in the work. This was a short one. I need to get back to doing these daily. Just to document my thoughts and my feelings. If I could give today a synopsis, it would be, it would be good, but not great, and not great because I could be doing better. So that's what I'm gonna focus on, just doing better. Really do appreciate you guys for tuning in. Hope you have a wonderful day, evening, night. Just take care of yourself, both mentally and physically, and financially. Peace.